Hello everyone, welcome back to another short snippet of the Chris Ward podcast. If you haven't listened to the first one, please go back, or after this one, go back and just give it a listen. It was three myths on nutrition. So this one today is going to be about metabolism. Now metabolism is a buzzword in my industry because everyone wants to boost theirs. And in this episode, I'm going to be literally telling you about what is your metabolism, and I hate using this term, how to actually improve your metabolism. Okay, so your metabolism as a whole is a bunch of chemical processes that happens inside your body. Okay, that's the most science I'm going to be right now. So your metabolic rate is the amount of calories you burn through the breaking down and the building processes of metabolism. All right, so if you think of it like this, think of it as a pyramid. Okay, we've got that triangle pyramid with the sections into them. The base of our pyramid, the main chunk, you know, the solid foundation, the main percentage of our calorie expenditure comes through your BMR, so your basal metabolic rate. This is how many calories you burn just at rest, okay? It can also be classed as resting metabolic rate. But BMR, in a sense, is based and governed by how literally how heavy you are, how much body mass you hold. For the more body weight you have, the higher this number will be. And how we work it out is like this. If you're female, times your body weight in kilograms by 22. If you're male, times your body weight in kilograms by 24. So female, body weight in kilos times 22. Male, body weight in kilos times 24. Okay, so once we've done that, it's not the exact number, okay? We're never exact. This is a rough measurement of how much calories we burn day to day based on our body weight, okay? This is your BMR. Next on that pyramid is NEAT. Now, NEAT stands for, as you know, non-exercise activity thermogenesis. This is non-planned exercise, okay? Walking arguably could be classed as exercise, but again, it's if you choose to opt for the stairs in the office, when you go back to the office that is, or if you walk the shops, if you walk to your car, if you park further away, take the stairs and take the elevator, that's improving your NEAT, okay? Even chores around the house could be classed as NEAT. So NEAT is very important because it does account for our overall expenditure through the day. The higher your NEAT, the more calories you're going to burn each day. Okay, that's number two. Next up on our pyramid is going to be thermic effect of exercise activity, or exercise activity thermogenesis. EAT. That was an acronym. How ironic. EAT. So your exercise, your planned training. Now, people mistake this as them burning a shit ton of calories. If you look at your fitness tracker, your watch, it can often be confused as you're burning, you know, 800, 900 calories inside that training session. Whereas in reality, you'd be lucky to burn 10% of your daily calories through your exercise and training. Does this mean you shouldn't do it? Absolutely not. Exercise is important for mental and physical health as well. And it does contribute towards fat loss, but it's not the main driver. That's next up. And the top of the pyramid, the tippy point, is going to be thermic effect of food. Now, thermic effect of food, what the fuck does that mean? Thermic effect of food is how many calories is burned just through digestion, okay? So just literally through digesting, breaking down that food group, that costs energy in the body, all right? So let's look at protein. The reason why we all bang on about having a high protein diet is because protein has a thermic effect of 20 to 25%. Okay, that's the amount of calories burned through digestion. Carbohydrates have roughly between 5 and 15%, and fats have a 0 to 5%. Okay, so again, it's not a massive, you know, number at all about here in terms of changing metabolism. You know, having a high protein diet doesn't significantly boost up mad levels of metabolism, okay? It does make that minute difference. But if you look at it like this, a high protein diet, regular training sessions, high NEAT, So increased moving through the day. All these will end up and resulting in you burning more calories day to day, making fat loss easier, and quote unquote, I hate using this term, man, quote unquote, boosting your metabolism. So I hope that was helpful. It's a bit longer than 5 minutes, but hey ho, it was quality advice. So, ladies and gents, thank you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye bye.